Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, hello and good morning. It is a fine and dandy Wednesday here in New York City. Coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios, it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And thank you so much for tuning in to the morning zoo across the table from me. It's a mashup today. That's right. Two great shows from Gas Digital Network on our 10th anniversary. Congratulations so much to everybody that's been here. From the SDR show, it is my good friends Aaron Berg and Ralph Sutton.
Hello there. Oh, my mic's not on.
Hello there.
Hello, there we go.
There we go.
There we go.
I am coding Ralph's body language so that we are very similar.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about but it seems like Zach's mic is off now.
Yeah. Ralph came in very relaxed. He's pushing down some feelings of frustration, but his overall body language is very relaxed, and I'm just trying to emulate that. I'm pretty relaxed.
Do I look? Am I giving you off tense energy?
No, not at all. Okay. You look very. This is a good time. I feel like I get people not too early and not too late. Oh,
well, me, I'm up at 6 in the morning. So
you're on your third pee of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm up at 7 in the morning, okay. And I'm on my 20th pee of the day.
That's drug-related, though, right?
I guess my prostate, apparently, is big now.
Good
so
for
I'm
you.
Peeing a lot. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I worked on it. I train it in the gym.
I do prostate. Friday's legs and prostate.
Legs and prostate.
Kegels and prostate.
A lot of belt squats and then a couple fingers up the butt.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and the 10-year anniversary is a big thing for Guest Digital.
Pretty wild, right? Yeah. I mean, Zachy, since day one in my apartment, that's crazy. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time, buddy. Yeah. Are you glad to have us out of there?
Yeah, you know, that final week when I always forget, you know, someone stole a TV, you know that, right? And then someone broke the blinds and hid the broken slats so that I thought I might examine the garbage. So instead of putting in the garbage, they put it. It's like behind something, and that was the day I called Lewis and said, if we don't find a place, I'm going to have to shut this down.
Who do you think it was that broke the blinds?
That I don't know. I also don't know who stole. I don't think it was any of the TV. I don't think it was anyone that worked at guests. We all were bringing in guests, so there was just people coming in and out of the apartment all the time, so it could have been anybody. And I was an idiot because the TV was right by the front door while I was waiting to connect it.
Yeah,
How big was that TV?
Probably 32 inches.
But yeah, it wasn't a wild one, but it was enough to...
Yeah. And
it was
Ralph a 10-year-old. Penises.
Yeah. It's 10 years ago, so that was 10 years ago, 32-inch flat screen.
It was pretty nice.
It was pretty nice, but it just is annoying. What are you going to do? But, and that the worst one, not to go on a tangent on all this, but when we had that great pilot called Studio/Apartment, that would have been great... And then the Legion Boys were offered some sort of potential show.
Yes.
And I was like, there's no way they're going to call the show Legion of Skanks. I was like, it's not going to happen. But they were going to give them some starting money or something.
I remember going over the pilot for
it. Yeah, so they took it. It didn't go anywhere. And then the production company that did ours was so pissed off, the whole thing just blew up. But I think that would have been a great show.
Much like the first Legion of Skanks pilot was What If Always Sunny in Philadelphia Sucked? They also did What If Impractical Jokers Was Unsellable and No Unlikable Was On It.
It's a good pitch. I once went to True TV. You remember Wayne Rada?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Wayne was trying to put together a TV show with Dante Nero and I, and it was called Tough Guys. And there's a trailer for it somewhere, and it's so hokey. But Dante rolls in on his motorcycle, and I roll in Dante's Jeep, and it's like, two tough guys. And then we had a meeting at True, and they're like, it's like Impractical Jokers, but these guys have known each other for years. And they're like, well, all the Impractical Jokers have too. They're like, but these guys are big. And they're like, okay. And it went nowhere real quick.
Yes, we were going to do a show once. I think it was me and Bobby Kelly. I could be wrong on that. It was a long time ago. It was called Troll Hunters. and you find the people that talk shit online and you show up at their place and confront them with
yeah.
the, but not in an angry way, just like, you know, like, hey, dude, you know,
get kinda, to know them.
Yeah, get to know them. But that never, I think it was, I could be wrong. Maybe it wasn't Bobby Kelly. I don't remember who it was. It was like 8 years ago, 9 years okay. ago. And my memory.
So what if the end is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was a bad TV show?
Yeah. Everything is what if this yeah. was a bad TV show? Thanks for having us at Gas Digital.
I've done my share of bad. Everything I'm in, even if it's not in the script, halfway through the day, someone will hand me food and go, would you eat this at the scene? And I have to go, yeah, like gross.
yeah. They think of you like Brad Pitt's character in all the Ocean's movies because
yeah.
he's always eating. So that's probably, yeah, they see probably a similarity.
Right. For about a year, no, maybe it's like 2 or 3 months, me and a kid that I was friends with, like, when my old radio show was doing somewhat well and I was on MTV and VH1, they hired us to do, like, come up with ideas for reality shows, and then they would pitch them to the networks. And they said no to every idea we had, but within the next 3 years, half of them showed up. Like, they told us no, and then I saw them a few years later, so they just stole the idea.
Wow.
Yeah. One of them was Average Joe's, which was a regular guy playing a sport against professional sports, you know, and whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's a terrible idea. There's no way it'll happen. And then it happened like a year later.
Sue.
I can't. Good luck. They hired us to come up with ideas, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm sorry about
that. Long time ago. What are you going to do?
Everything I've been in has been mutated that I've been out of it. And then somehow a hot girl is now a crucial part of the thing.
Yeah. What were you, a writer for Hannah Burner?
I've done the office space comedy, and mm-hmm. in that they made me eat a McGangbang, or no, the 1035.
What the hell is that?
It's where one was a
breakfast sandwich, and the other one's a Big Mac.
Yeah, but you put them together, a double quarter pound of breakfast. Oh. But then the McGangbang was, and they don't do it like this anymore, but the original hack was supposed to be a Big Mac, and you replaced all three buns with McChicken patties.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I had to eat one in a scene, and I think I might have eaten two of them. And I had the worst farts. It was, I can't explain to you how my body, it was like my body telling other people to get away from me so they didn't get it.
Your body does that naturally. When you're on an escalator. Let me ask you this. I've been seeing more and more of these. So yesterday I saw a burrito wrapped up in a whole pizza. There was penne pasta on top of the burrito. They rolled it up. And I'm showing my daughter, and I go, that's gross, right? She goes, I would never eat that. And then they sliced it in half, and you're like, oh, it looks okay. Why are they doing this with foods? Why do they need to mash up
it
foods?
It all started with turduckins, I think.
Yeah. Which, excellent.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah.
I think it's because we're in our, like, last grasps of a society.
I think that's
like
exactly
a Roman
right.
Empire kind of thing where it's just excess now.
But excess in moderation. Like, it'd be like a once a week thing. People would be like, let's go out for this crazy meal, and then they'll have
I think
a
it's
bit
the
it.
Gimmick more than the, like, you know, it's like when you go and get the old 86er, the giant steak.
Do you have a lot of foods popping up on your Instagram feeds?
Sandwiches, yes.
What type of sandwiches pop for you?
Guinea sandwich, hardcore Guinea, Talercio's, Leone, like the old place, anything that's like old Guinea shit.
Italian restaurants are my pop-up, like Jersey, where they do the chicken parm and they mm-hmm. pour the cheese mm-hmm. and the sauce out, and I'm like, I gotta go to that place, and then I never go.
The pasta in the wine glass is always very fancy to me.
One that they drop it out like that?
Yeah.
That's a big one. Was there ever anything they asked you to eat on set, and you're like, come on, man, I'm not doing that?
No, not yet. the first one was Arby's. And I love Arby's.
I love Arby's.
And Arby's was on my no list for a while.
I've never had an Arby's sandwich.
Arby's also one, I think, still the only fast food chain, if they're still around, that did curly fries. Nobody else did curly fries.
Yeah.
I think Jack in the Box might.
Now. Might. Maybe.
I had a call back. I was this close to being the new voice of Arby's.
That would have been great. You. We have the meats?
No. You have the meats. Oof. What is it? Oh, it's
we have the meats. He was right.
Arby's.
That we first scene I did, we had to eat Arby's. I was supposed to be the gross kid in school. I was 25 playing a high schooler, balding.
Nice.
And the girl in the scene with me was like militant vegan.
Yeah.
And I had a hit on her and grossed her out. So in between takes, I took pieces of the Arby's roast beef and dug them into my fingernails.
Oh.
Right? So I literally had meat in my hands.
Yeah.
And the whole scene we're doing it, I keep trying to touch her face.
Yeah.
And like, be like, "You're so pretty." And it comes off so good.
What was this for?
That was Return to Newcomb High.
Oh, okay.
I learned that from my friend Abraham because he had to play the ghost of a molester uncle in a short film.
So he put period blood under his fingernails?
No, he got this like freezing cream that's super cold to the touch, and he put it on his fingertips and didn't tell the kid.
Yeah.
And he walked up behind him in the scene and put his hands on his neck, and you see the kid like jump. It's real. I love shit like that.
There was a thing recently, they say you're supposed to put sugar on your asshole to cure hemorrhoids. Did you hear that?
I've been doing this all wrong.
Supposedly, there was something that went viral. They say that's the way to get sugar goes on your asshole to get rid of hemorrhoids. I don't just saw that.
That might be Big Sugar.
It might be Big Sugar trying to get that message across.
Eli Lilly and Big Sugar. Put this sugar in your ass. Also makes it sweeter for when you're at the gym.
Yeah.
Salt is really good for hot challenges.
Meaning it negates the hot?
Yep.
Better than milk or cream?
Way better.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, no, my friend sent me that when he saw me do one of the challenges.
You gargle with salt water or you just eat salt?
I just literally put a spoonful of salt on my tongue.
Right. Ugh, Jesus Christ.
And then you spit it out.
I heard Hot Ones. Have you heard of this show?
Yeah, of course.
They said they have the biggest episode of all time coming up. Who is it?
Taylor Swift.
Could be. I would say Obama or Trump.
Trump, maybe.
No, I don't think either one of them will do that because...
I don't think Trump would eat on camera.
No. Yeah.
And I don't think Barack will eat chicken on camera.
Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift. That's the answer. Who's going to be who's bigger than that?
I guess. Is it a really big show?
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
I remember watching it and thinking I had a shot at being on it.
I was almost so old.
When it was coming out, like the guests were so like in our realm.
Yeah.
And now it's the biggest show.
When SDR started like 10, 11 years ago, Lainey, the old PR person, had a deal with him where if he came on my show, I would go on his show. But it just didn't happen at the time. And I had not even known it was like 10 years ago.
You could get through it, though, because your restaurant used to.
Yeah. Try to make me throw. I could handle heat pretty high.
And could you get through it?
No.
Yeah, I told you that. Sorry.
Like a 5 or 6 level is most for me.
I've done the last dab. And I've done the really hot.
Is the last dab the last one, but it's not the hottest.
Yeah, right? The worst one is the atomic bomb one, or the bomb.
By the way, Ralph has tried that one. He just might not remember it.
Yeah, you tried it. It wasn't that bad. No. I think it's really bad.
No, he had a really, really hard time with it.
Which one? The bomb?
It was on the feats of, can you?
Feats of manliness with TJ.
End of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was not fun for me.
Yeah, that was.
The bomb hurt.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah, that one was not. Also, what I hate about that is when it's just hot for the sake of hot. There's no flavor. It tastes just like heat. I hate that.
I'm convinced that some people aren't doing it on the show because, like, the way they composed.
Oh.
Like, I can do those, and I couldn't talk on the bomb.
Isn't there some famous ones? There's a Khaled that was out early.
DJ Khaled
talked a big game and was out, like, by third one.
Yeah,
All I do is stop eating wings. I don't care.
Could you do the salt chip?
I don't know what that is.
Chad, can you bring up the saltiest chip challenge? This one I really think I could.
I tried, on SDR, we tried the sourest things in the world, and that's fine. It's nothing bad.
Those weren't that bad.
Yeah.
This chip looks like it's really, like, it almost seems like a cinnamon challenge. Like, it's not supposed to be possible.
Right. Cinnamon challenge is a full teaspoon of cinnamon. Nobody can actually do that, right?
Why?
The way that the compound interacts with your saliva.
It turns into paste.
Yeah.
Oh.
In your, like, you can't swallow
it. It's just not possible.
You choke before you try. Yeah.
What is it? It's called...
This is the saltiest chip.
Okay, so it's like pure salt as a chip, basically.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Shannon, did you find it?
Yeah. Do you want to see like a video of someone doing
it? Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple.
That's
here.
Shannon,
thanks for sporting the SDR colors today. Oh, Look at that.
I'm doing the salt chip challenge.
What's with the gloves? Now,
the gloves I hate.
I've done the one chip challenge.
I feel like I gotta keep my mouth open.
I hate everything about this guy.
Which was a spicy chip. That did not go so well for me.
Woo!
Oh, I hate him so much.
This is apparently the saltiest chip in the world.
This is, by the way, what Aaron is saying. Why does everything have to be some sort of extreme nonsense these days?
I think to make content.
It doesn't smell like anything. It's actually pretty heavy. This feels like it's
green?
Like dense salt just smacked together.
Shut up and
can't
eat
believe
it.
I'm doing
I
this.
I hate him so much.
Here
Take
we
your
go.
Gloves off. You have to eat in one bite?
You don't have to.
I hate him. I hope he vomits and dies.
Mm.
Oh, come on now.
Is that fake?
And how bad can salt be?
So now...
Today we're...
So it wasn't... It? He did it.
He did it, yeah. I would say I would go... You should do it with tequila.
I just imagine... I don't know what you're supposed to... Your salt intake for the day is supposed to be.
It can't be good. Yeah.
I'm sure it's 10 times that. So you're not going
to
have a good...
I would be like the Kill Bill after he gets the five-finger heart punch. And he's got five steps.
It's my favorite punch.
I don't see the point. Other than, like you said, for content. What's the fucking point of doing that? I don't get
it. I think it's the film because everybody wants to be on YouTube now.
I hate it so much. I hate
Here's
it all.
Here's the thing. I learned this last night. People there need the clicks because that's how they make their money. And they don't have real jobs, so they have to go as extreme as possible. That's how it works.
I hate it.
Question. You two in your lives have had very adventurous lives. You've met many adventurous people and women.
People and women. Two separate categories.
Exactly.
Good.
What is it about drunk women loving to take pictures with just a microphone?
Meaning?
Like at a comedy club, the girls will not take a picture with the comedian. They will go on stage and take a picture pretending they're in the mic, which is the... What is the entertaining part of tonight we saw a microphone?
I'm a star. Look,
that's what it is.
I'm a star.
You know how, when the studio was in my house, anytime I brought a girl home, they wanted me to take a picture of them with the headphones on pretending to be talking. Every time. That never didn't happen.
But that's no guy.
No guy wants to do it. Well, no. Also,
I guess if you're an aspiring comedian, because I would have kids sign up for my open mic at the Stand just so they could get pictures of them on that stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, what do you think? Men and women's primary difference, that's one thing women want to be looked at and you know, put on a pedestal and stuff like that, but no women have, I can't say for sure, none. How many women do you think have urine fetishes or fucking dress up like a baby fetishes? Like, women,
more than you think.
I don't think many compared to men.
I would say it's male-dominated, but they're
95%.
Out there, dog. Dude, there's so many littles out there.
Littles?
The girls that want to be little girls.
Well, that's, yeah. But I mean, like, to be handled like a baby, like put in.
Yes.
Oh, I've never...
Yeah, dude, they're out there, dog.
What about the urine fetish?
I'm sure. Yes, definitely.
I've never even met any girl that even thought about it.
You know, for Ralph, a urine fetish is different. It's like when he slides in a girl, she goes, urine.
Finally. Oh, I am? I didn't know.
I sent Shannon a picture. Here's my thing. And I don't do this a lot. I sat next to someone very famous on the plane the other day. I didn't ask for a photo. I had a half-hour conversation with him. He's an old hockey player. He's a sportscaster for the NHL now. But then last night, I went to do a podcast, and there was a girl, and there's a lineup. And I go, what's this lineup for? And they go, this girl. And I go, damn, can I get in the line? And they go, are you a fan? I go, no, but my wife and daughter are. So I FaceTime Piper and Christine and take a look at who I met last night.
Let's see.
Hold on a second. Sorry. I'm just waiting for it to go to my email.
You really set it up perfectly.
Sorry, it took a while to send to my email.
I'm sorry. She sent it to her email.
Pop star, kid star.
Pop star.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. Here you go.
Nope.
Don't know who that is.
Me either.
Let's see. Who could that possibly be? Is it a singer?
Colors of the World. Every boy and every girl.
Spice Girl?
Yeah.
It's a Spice Girl?
Spice?
Sporty Spice.
Oh. That's Sporty Spice?
That's Sporty Spice.
She looks good.
She looks very good.
And she's doing a meet and greet?
Yeah, like, and a really nice personal. She would sit down. It was mostly gay men, me and a bunch of gay men. Yeah. And she'd sit and talk with them for like 2 or 3 minutes and sign shit for them.
How many people were online to meet Sporty Spice in 2026?
20.
Surprising.
But That's good. Like a little private event that she did where she sung some songs. And then I went up and I said, I'm a comedian, I'm doing this thing, but my daughter just sung one of your songs at her international day. Would you mind if I FaceTime? And I did. And Piper didn't even think it was real. She goes, that wasn't really her, was it? I go, yeah, it was. My wife got all wet.
Is there anybody other than which you met recently, Weird Al, is there anybody else that's in the pantheon of people that you would just fucking love to meet once?
Manson.
It's a good one.
Charles?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson, and I've never met Mick Foley.
Okay.
He seems very easy to meet.
Yeah, I know, but he's been my favorite for so long, and I have such a tumultuous history with meeting my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah.
Where it's, I got a real, I'm really batting 500.
At best.
At best, because I've had a few really disappoint me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I roasted Hogan's wife, I didn't know, at Sidesplitters, and I was just ripping on her, and she was... Her mom was there, and I kept doing dirty sex jokes to her mom. And then the next day, BT texted me. He goes, Hogan's pissed at you.
Nice.
And I go, why? I go, everyone seemed to enjoy it. And I go, can you reach out to him? I want to go hang out at his house. And he goes, no.
Yeah, I've had a few of this, so I get nervous about meeting him. And I've also heard he does not like dirty comics.
Hogan?
No, Foley. He goes up, I've heard that, like on a few roasts, he's written people emails and been like, you know, I would prefer if we're going to perform together.
Barr did that to me. I opened for her one night, and she goes, you're not dirty, are you? And I go, yeah, I'm really dirty. She goes, God. And that was it.
I think I met either, I get that, you know, I'm not a big wrestling guy, but either it was either Foley or The Undertaker. I know that's probably, they look very different, but one of them was at a strip club I was working at years ago.
And yeah. Oh, that's Undertaker.
Okay, then it was Undertaker.
That's not Foley.
Okay, knew it was one of them.
Yeah, no, that's me. That's Mark. That okay. wasn't The Undertaker. That was Mark.
Okay. Tall guy?
He was sitting at the bar, but someone, they asked me to come over and say hi, so I said
Who's the most famous person that came into the strip club?
I mean, back in the day, fuck, Sting was there, Paul McCartney was there. I mean, everybody. It used to be in the
Jersey one?
No, here in the city. At Stringfellow's Pure Platinum. It was like a cool thing to go to at the time. It wasn't vilified in any way. So you'd every week it'd be somebody super famous. Sting Julian Lennon was there.
Had a quote that I remember reading, and he said, a strip club is the best place to go because no one's looking at you.
That's funny. That makes sense.
I've heard that from a few people that are done with being gawked at.
Yeah, back then it was pretty wild. It was about like 92. That's the year I was I did it up until 2003 or 2004, but 92, 93, at Stringfellow's Pure Platinum City, it was making more money than any club in the world. Yeah. Forget about strip clubs. Any club in the world was making more money. So everybody was coming in there. It was nuts. Every week, there'd be some sort of celebrity there.
Now, Aaron, similar question. When you were dancing, who's the most famous person to try and pay you for sex?
That's a good question.
Boy, she didn't try and pay me for sex, but the most famous person to come in was Christina Applegate.
Nice.
Oh.
And
back when she had both tits?
Back when she had both tits, nice. I remember.
I'm going to tell you a ridiculous story. I don't know if she'd get mad at me for telling the story, but Jennifer Esposito was on a show with Christina Applegate called Samantha Who, right? And I was there once when they were filming, and we didn't know that she was diagnosed with
breast cancer,
and it was the day that it came out. And as Jen walked in and saw Christina, she said, "What's up, tits? Just being silly."
Oh no!
It was horrible. Yeah, and everyone was like,
"I gotta call you this while I can."
she had no idea it wasn't intentionally malicious. Yeah. It just was being silly. And boy, that was an awkward afternoon.
Oh,
that was really rough.
Went back to her trailer and just wept.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you, girls. Does she have new tits now?
No, I think she went.
I think she went.
Full Tig Notaro?
Yeah, I think she went full Notaro.
Yeah.
I love that the breast cancer doctor and the guy serving you tea both have to ask the same question. One lump or two?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, sorry. That was so silly. It had to come out of it.
One lump or two. My wife had one in her armpit yesterday, but I don't know if that counts as a tit.
Sometimes when you're really trying to see how much you can get in there.
She wasn't laying down.
Yeah, okay. When you're trying to see how much you can get in there.
I like when tits are on their side and they fall into armpits. You like that?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, dude, I love when my wife falls asleep in a tank top, she wakes up looking like Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
There's just one titty out on the side.
Hello, pretty lady. Hello. Would anybody like a peanut?
All right. So we have more of our favorite murder suspect, our quadruple amputee. Have you seen this gentleman?
No.
Aaron? Quadruple amputee, cornhole champion.
Oh, I heard about this guy, yeah.
He throws it with his teeth?
He throws it with his nubs. And he's not handicapped cornhole. Regular four-limb people cornhole.
Good for him.
And apparently shot a guy over an argument. And people are going, how did he do that? Well, he's been training. And we have more info on him, Shannon.
So they found a picture of him. Sorry, I'm chewing. I want to show you this picture of, it looks like a swastika carved into his belly.
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that could be like
it doesn't
a Chinese symbol.
I don't
for
know.
For swastika.
It's facing the wrong way, isn't it? Maybe he did it upside down.
Oh, let me read it appropriately then. A rigid swastika.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Zoom in a little, can you?
I feel like
that's a swastika, but poorly done.
I don't know.
I mean, after the, you know what I'd like to know? I think if you looked at it from upside down, maybe it's closer because he did it looking down at himself.
Did he do it himself?
I don't know. They're just this is just something.
I feel like if he's doing it looking down, that's closer to being right, even though it's still wrong.
Well, unless they were trying to do the Windows 98 symbol and fuck up. I'm pretty sure.
Also, what's all the little scars to the...
Those are stretch marks. Get them on our tummies.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
And our arms.
He could have started a game of tic-tac-toe and then just had to do something.
That's yeah.
True. Wow.
There's also a video of him drinking in a car.
Well,
nice. That came out about a year ago.
There's nothing wrong with that.
By the way, he has more nub, sorry, less nub than I realized.
Yes.
I thought he had more to do that stuff.
No.
I don't know how, because it seems like T-Rexing it, like they wouldn't touch.
He's good.
That's wild.
Shannon, bring up to him drinking in the car.
He looks like a little person because of the amputations.
He's not driving. That's
why
not possible.
Does he hate Jews, but he has a penny?
God forbid, white boy gotta wake up.
Oh, wow. I mean, good for him. Does he drive?
He does drive.
Good Jesus. For him. I say kill whoever you want. Good for him.
He if shot you get somebody? Killed by that guy.
Yeah, it's on you.
You didn't see him coming?
Good for him, man. Live your best life. That's
I think you
wild.
Get one.
That's
I
crazy.
Bet that's a frustrating life.
Was he born or he was amputated?
Shannon?
Yeah, they were amputated. I don't know if we know why. I'll see if I can find it.
Breast cancer? Bad doctor?
I mean, especially if it was late in life amputation,
yeah.
And he's that functional, fucking A, man, he gets a pass across the board.
That and, like, he's got to be tough.
Yeah,
you did not want to go to jail.
Yeah.
A living fleshlight. Come over here.
Stop fucking me. Stop
he's holding him
me.
By the collar.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just throw him around.
Oh, yeah. They heave ho him around. They fucking slip and slide him down the shower.
Heave ho him onto different dicks. They just throw him on different dicks.
Amputee toss.
Like an old timey bartender when they slide the beer down the bar.
My turn.
It says that he had bacterial sepsis.
Oh.
And that's why they had to amputate everything.
Sepsis.
Everything.
Is bad.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. And he killed somebody?
He shot a guy, yeah. And they have videos of him climbing ladders with a gun on his back. Like, this guy's been
fucking
training.
Fucking A, man. How does he even aim? Jesus, that's got to be really
Shannon,
good.
Bring him up playing cornhole. I want Ralph to see how good he is. It's crazy.
Ralph, are you good at cornhole?
Different kind, but yes.
Nice. Butt stuff.
Butt stuff. I don't think I've ever played cornhole in my life.
I have a cornhole set in my backyard. We've used it once. I think it's a very boring game.
I mean, it's good for
backyard. It's a drinking game. It's for drunks. Yeah.
Wow, good for him, man.
25 years old. Oh, well, he is lower to the ground.
It's more of a,
it's his eye view.
Yeah, it's more of a straight throw. Wow.
Does went he not, over the line.
Does he not over get, the line.
Yeah, he doesn't get penalized going over the line. You think he would?
Well, no, because he doesn't have a foot to put over it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
If anything, he should be able to stand on the thing like a little kid cheating at skee-ball.
Look how pissed off this guy is. He's got to battle him.
Yeah. Imagine.
Look at it. He's way further
Christ.
Up. This guy's fucking cheating.
He can't. The other guy can't say anything. This motherfucker's cheating. No. He can't say that. And now when the guy with regular arms gets it in, it's like, who gives a shit? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Looks like a lady, too.
Yes, I was thinking that.
He has the same tits Aaron was talking about earlier, the way they're scooping down on the sides.
Yeah, well, all the things get cut off. that was four silly doctors. You want what cut off? Oh, sorry. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. packed with clinically backed ingredients. This isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Did you see, I don't mean to switch videos, the crazy video of the guy who said he was the mystical like bounty hunter trying to get into a guy's house? Did you see the ring camera?
Yes. Harry Dresden?
Yeah. Did you see that video?
Oh, boy. Did we do that yesterday, Shannon? Or the day before?
That was wild.
So that'll be on Friday's episode.
That was wild.
Then he got in the house.
He got in the house. Yeah, the dad came over and brained him with a shovel.
With a shovel. That's fucking crazy. That guy was nuts. Do we know? I don't know. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
Do you know any more of that? I just saw the video.
Well, we're going to talk about it on Friday's episode, but he did go to jail, and then once in jail, received additional charges of, I believe it was annoying or molesting a minor.
And Jesus, did the guy legit, like, there was a wife and daughter in the house?
He says they were, but they're not on the camera, so maybe they were hiding.
Okay.
Panic room.
Crazy. That was one of the wildest things I've seen in a while.
But yeah, that's obviously a schizophrenic guy.
Very disturbing.
Do you have a plan if someone breaks into your house?
No, but I think I've told the story where the cops came in once and drew guns on me. Did you ever tell that?
Yeah.
That was scary as shit. But I have to let them in the elevator, so it's harder to get into the house, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, I've never had. Do you have a plan? We have a daughter. You have to have,
I have a plan. Yeah.
What's the plan?
I have a plan.
Give them the daughter?
Plan is I get my daughter, bring her into the bedroom, lock both the girls in the bathroom. Then I grab my gun, go in the hallway, and
you didn't say get your wife. You just said get your daughter.
My daughter's already in the bedroom.
Okay,
get my daughter, lock her in the bedroom, bathroom, and then I go out with the guns.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you have a plan?
I have strategic knives.
Take off the apnea mask.
Yeah, I have a curvy talon knife.
Curvy Mary knife.
It's like the one Hannibal Lecter has in Hannibal.
Okay,
when he slits the guy's the artery in his leg.
Yeah,
when he tries to rob him. And then I have a couple others. Just, I don't know. I would love to have a gun, but I don't think it's going to be conducive in New York City to have one.
I have an axe and a ninja sword, which is what we got before.
I also have a billy club by the door.
Yeah.
My plan is just call the four amputee guy and get him up in my house.
I'm coming!
I used to know a young woman outside of the Pittsburgh area, and she was a chubby girl named Putty.
Yeah.
But she was a putty.
Putting a hat in a hat.
And she would only date, she was in her like early 20s. She always dated like black dudes in their 40s.
Yeah.
And it was just menthols and fucking giving them rides, right? And her dad was a cop.
Oh, no.
And so she had a baton, like an extending baton in her.
Yeah. One of those metal ones.
In her seat.
Yeah.
And as her dad called it, the NB Good stick.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, every once in a while you gotta bop them.
Yeah.
I think this is what she said. She goes, yeah, every once in a while they act up and I gotta bop them in the head.
They act up.
I also feel, by the way, in Manhattan with so many apartments, the odds of someone picking my apartment is so low. To find my apartment?
I think if you were street level.
Street level is different. Yeah. Street level
would be different.
Yeah,
street level in Manhattan would be scary.
That would be scary. Yeah. But the fact that you have to go up, you know, several flights of stairs to get to choose my apartment. It just seems like maybe I'm delusional sense of confidence, but I don't see that happening.
It's not like you don't have the type of, have you had to like chase homeless people out?
Well, the one in the lobby, right? The one in the lobby. That was the one time, because that was the only time. But in general, there were some homeless people living in the basement, but then they put locks on the doors and now that doesn't happen.
Wow. I lived with Lauren Ash for a while. She's like a star. She was on a show called Superstore. And she was living in my attic apartment. We had an attic apartment together, $450 a month in Toronto. And she's like, someone's breaking in. And I hear a noise on the door. And I'm like, fuck. And we called 911. They came up. It was a cat just scraping against the door. And that was it.
Do you have a plan with the cat? Is that part of your protection plan to get the cat?
I got to be honest with you. The cat can handle himself.
All right. Fair enough.
He's
going to be fine?
All my cats have been, I believe in what's called the cat distribution system. Mm-hmm. I don't think you go buy a cat.
Right.
But cats are not.
Can you even do that anymore?
Yeah, you can go adopt a cat.
Adopt a cat, yeah.
But like, there is no currency in cats. One day, if you want a cat.
You'll get a cat.
A cat will either show up or someone you know will be like, a fucking cat showed up today and I can't have it. Which has happened every single time I've wanted a cat.
So your most recent cat, someone gave to you? Or you
It was in my sister-in-law's backyard. There was a feral community.
Ugh.
And they would all been, because it was, he's got his ear clipped. So that means he's been.
Somebody's.
No. Somebody took him, neutered him, and set him back out.
Right.
That's when they clipped the ear. But all the other cats were like afraid. And he just showed up to the back door. And started like meowing because he knew they had cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like saying he wanted food, but he couldn't come in because they have a pit bull.
Oh.
So we went and scooped him.
Oh. Okay, here's a question. Can I get a Rottweiler? My neighbor's just got a puppy. I want a Rottweiler.
I feel that both Rottweilers and pit bulls get a bad rap. I don't think they're as bad as people think they are.
I love my sister-in-law's pit bull.
Yeah.
I think it is the sweetest. Yeah. It's like having a fuzzy crocodile in the house.
Yeah.
However, I will say, on the few times that, and again, this was a pit bull they found. My brother-in-law was NYPD, and this dog was living
at Michael Vick's
in the subway station.
Jeez. Oh, jeez.
And it was a big pit bull, and he took it home. They fell in love with it. But they also have a Shiba Inu, which are assholes.
What's a Shiba Inu?
They look like foxes. They're beautiful, but they're nuts.
Yeah.
Like, full-on screaming, like, if the mailman comes, like, running around the house destroying shit.
Yeah.
So the pit bull, once it bonded with them, if the Shiba Inu goes nuts, she thinks it's trying to attack them. And then she tries to kill the Shiba Inu.
Well, that pit bulls, I don't know much about Rottweilers, but pit bulls bred for their love of humans and hatred of other animals. So they protect the humans more than they bond with other animals.
You know, the doorbell rang, the Shiba Inu went, and then the pit bull just bit it on the throat.
Oh, wow.
So then that's a long day at the vet. I don't know. I think you got to have...
be a lone cat, a lone dog rather, no cats, no other animals.
Lone, maybe, or if you're going to have the Rottweiler. It has to be in a house with nothing it's going to kill.
But I have two other dogs.
What kind of dogs?
But my neighbors just got one, and they have two other dogs.
Well, maybe if you get it as a puppy.
Yeah, as a puppy.
I don't know. It's still going to get old and big.
And also, when they get older, especially pit bulls, they get senile. They forget the animals that they grew up with. That's what happened with a pit bull that I take care of. He started not recognizing the animals he grew up with and tried to attack them.
Oh, jeez. Alzheimer's. Yeah. Dog Alzheimer's.
Dog Alzheimer's.
Too many statins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's great pit bulls, but I think it's a project.
I want a Rottweiler.
I don't know enough about Rottweilers. I took care of a lot of pit bulls.
They sound German, huh?
It does sound German.
Rottweiler.
I want a Mastiff.
Those are big motherfuckers.
Too big.
Yeah, I really want it.
You can't have that with the cat, right?
No. I mean, if I ever had a house with, like, I think it's cruel to have a big dog in Manhattan.
Right. Well, unless you have some sort of outdoor space.
Yeah, if you live right next to a park, it's great. But I know people that have a big dog.
It's horrible.
And they live in like an apartment building.
Yeah, my friend that had the pit bulls has a big outdoor space in his building.
Yeah, that's fine.
So they're out all the time.
Yeah, you got to let them run. I would imagine they bring home dead squirrels and shit. Does the pit bull do that?
Rottweilers can be exceptionally loyal, gentle, and protective, often forming strong bonds with children. However, their large size strength. I mean, they require early socialization and consistent training to ensure safety. They are best suited for experienced owners committed to training as they can accidentally knock over small children.
Yeah. Oh, Rotties.
Before they eat them.
Before they eat them.
Rotties are so cute. I want one.
They look
so
the same, roughly the same to me. Rottweilers.
No, very different. Pit bulls have that retardation in their face.
That's what I like about them. I can relate.
Yeah.
All right. We got a few more little things going here. Here's a fun one. This is not Shannon's favorite type of video because it's cops being eluded. But winded cop struggles to chase down bike riding rebel in viral cat and mouse scuffle. Last week we watched a girl sneak out of the window of a cop car.
That's cool as
completely
shit.
Completely handcuffed and get away.
And away, or did they?
Away.
That's great. I love it.
Still haven't found her.
She was on the lam when we did the story. Still,
that's ooh, great.
Nice. Ow! Ooh! Ah! Stop!
Oh!
Stop.
Oh! That's
don't,
great.
No. That's my. No.
Oh, he missed his bike. Oh, that's fun. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, this poor guy.
How old is the kid? Is it a kid?
Bang! 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 Bang!
Oh, did he take his gun out? No, he took his spray out. Okay.
Oh, dude.
It's funny because he would have been away. He's finally giving up on the bike.
He's too old.
He doesn't want to give up on the bike. That's why.
See, no, but now he knows he has
and much distance. More energy. Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh, look at this fucking old.
Oh,
fucking,
oh fuck.
Oh, what a bad day for this. You can't keep being. If they see this video at the station, it's death duty, right? Yeah.
Let me ask you a stupid question about the police. Why is it that with the fire department, they have to take annual physicals, but with the police department, they don't?
I bet it's union.
It seems wild to me.
Like I bet they have such a strong union rep that they would say it's discrimination.
Okay, because it is crazy. It
well,
is
that guy needs to get fired.
Well, if the station sees it, they have to go that way. Like, okay, now you teach there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that, I mean, to me, that's, you see so many cops that you know would not beat you in a foot race. And so if they would do that, like fire department, you have to, or else you can't pull somebody out of a building.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and
why.
And in LA, you can't pull somebody out of a building unless you're a lesbian, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's well established.
I think with cops, it's because you can't outrun a radio, supposedly.
Really?
If they're organized.
He's going down the alley now.
Yeah.
Do you think they sent a chopper
I think
to find
he's away that
guy?
That kid.
Oh, yeah, that's away, because there's no...
He would have been away immediately, but he didn't want to give up his bike. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
And it was funny because he put distance between the cop and the bike and got it back.
Yeah, that's really... He realized right away that he has the upper hand in that situation.
Poor
How old was the
cop.
Guy?
I don't know. Shannon?
I don't know. There's not additional information. It says they reach out to the police department for additional information, but haven't gotten back to them.
Yeah, they're busy trying to fucking discipline that guy.
Where did that get? Who posted that? Do you know where that came from?
That looked like a street. Somebody
street
filming from outside.
Okay, somebody else was watching that.
Right? It's Cincinnati is all that I know. Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're laughing hysterically.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
I don't mean to derail the show, but please. Did you see Sneeko get punched in the face yesterday?
Can we watch that, please?
Who?
Sneeko.
He's a rabid anti-Semite that lives in New York, and some guy just walked up and sucker punched him in the face.
That's wild.
By the way, and Sneeko does sound like a derogatory term for Jews.
Yeah.
We got three
Sneekos always
Sneekos
controlling the weather.
Sneekos under the floorboards. I want you to look exactly, point on the floor where the Sneekos are, and my men will come in.
He's a commentator, or what is he?
Like a YouTuber.
He's a streamer or whatever, right?
Yeah, streamer.
Eating salt chips or something.
Like,
one of those guys.
One of the heights of anti-Semitism in
That's
America.
Fine.
It's him, Fuentes. He like hangs out with Andrew Tate and stuff. You'll recognize him when you see him.
You saw that, what's his name, walked off immediately. Funicular, whatever the fuck his name is.
All right, so controversial figure.
That's him?
Sucker punched and fucking asked not to laugh at this, but yeah, let's go ahead and take a look at the clip.
He's very famous in New York.
This guy.
He deserved to be publicly executed, yes.
Fuck, I already laughed. He's walking down the street and he says, anybody who jerks off deserves to be publicly executed.
Is that what he said? Jesus Christ.
That's how we're starting this
well,
show.
Well, Ralph, you're done.
And then this crackhead-looking motherfucker hops out from behind the trash cans and hits him with this looping right hook that actually misses. He hits him with his forearm, but then he transitions that nicely into a suplex. So let's go ahead and watch that in full speed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the? And maybe just one more.
One more.
One more.
Yeah, people love watching it.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing better.
It's weird. What is that guy's Spanish or something? Puerto Rican or something, that guy? Asian? What is he?
I don't know.
Nobody knows, but I'm sure Sneeko thinks it's the Jews.
He's a real Sneeko.
It's the Mossad.
It just seems weird when another marginalized race hates another marginalized race.
But also, this is New York. Could just be a random thing.
It literally could have been the guy could have went, ooh, a camera.
Yeah. Or you said, I was just jerking off, and you told me I'm going to have to kill myself now.
Yeah, it could just be a crazy person. Like,
it could be.
Same hand, takes it off his dick, just swings at him.
That's the same. That it, when you're in New York with a camera crew, it is a lightning rod for crazy people.
Oh, of course.
Like, a crazy person, if you're shooting anything, if you have a camera and a person with a microphone, a black guy will jump in front of that person and talk about his album.
Yeah.
And then go, yo, put me in the movie. It could be you with one camera.
Yeah.
But even, very obviously shooting like a news thing.
Yeah.
Yo, let me be in a movie.
Yeah.
As long as it's like a real camera.
Yeah. If not, it is a over the shoulder or anything that looks professional camera.
Yeah.
A black guy will jump in the shot and say, yo, let me be in the movie.
That'd good. Be a good segment to just have that as a running bit of all the times people say that. Yo, let me be in the movie.
Even in film school, they tell us, whatchamacallit, all crackheads know to steal Pelican cases. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like the heavy-duty plastic cases?
Yeah.
They say if you leave one, there could be a pile of shit in it. If you put it down for 5 seconds and turn around, it will be gone.
Yeah.
And the other is, I don't know what they say now, but the only way to get people to leave you alone, if you're shooting something and some idiot goes, what movie is it? Like, I don't know. We're making it. What do you think? Right. So you always go pickups for The Sopranos. That's what we did every time.
That's weird.
It's when Sopranos was on. Yeah. And you go pick. It could be three people with a fucking 16mm camera. And people go, oh, really?
You know what else would get people away? We're filming predators trying to get minors.
That would work.
Yeah.
That would work. We always said pickups for The Sopranos. And then I think once it could be the dinkiest thing. But if you're like Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you would think that would make people want, like pickups for The Sopranos, it would make them want to get in the shot.
No, it makes them want to stand across the street and watch.
Oh, okay. I would think it would make me want to be like, oh, I'm going to be in the background of Spider-Man? How fucking cool is that?
Why is that guy rubbing hamburger meat on that girl's face?
Listen, that's acting, baby. Don't take away my craft. All right, what else we got here? Here we go. New toilet tech to analyze pee and poop. Shannon.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
I figured you might like this, Zach. So there's these three different ones that they're talking about in this article. But basically, all three of them, you clip it onto your toilet. Two of them in particular are cameras that are facing down at your poop and or your pee, and it analyzes it. One of them sees like how it changes over time. It sees how long you're sitting before it actually comes out, the consistency, the color, et cetera, et cetera. And they could also do the same thing with your urine.
Cool. There's no scientific data behind this, just some horny guy with a weird fetish is long.
I looked at it and your poo is good.
Do they show what the thing looks like?
Yeah, there's three different ones. Hold on, I'll show you them.
Are you going to get this for gas?
Here's the first one. This one is just a urine one, so you kind of pee on into it, and then it collects samples and it
analyzes it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's German guys paying to have their souls put into those.
Steroids.
This is the same one. Here you go. And then this is one of the camera ones.
Where you shit outside the toilet.
And it's shit.
Smear it on the camera.
So it just looks at a video of your shit and then sends it to be analyzed.
No, well, I think it uses AI.
Shit technology.
To analyze it. Yeah, it's not a person that's actually looking at it.
We've come a long way in poop analyzing technology. That's
pretty good. Did you poop in the box yet for Cologuard?
I've done that, yeah.
I did,
shit
too.
In the box, that was fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever shit in a box?
Not for science.
Yeah, it's much. Although they say it's not very reliable, it's better to do that. It's only like, maybe you get some false positive sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you get negative, it should be okay.
Yeah, it was negative. But yeah. I had problems pooing. I couldn't.
Oh, I shit so much.
I had performance shit anxiety.
I shit three times already today.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Wow.
I shit a lot.
What are we talking?
Real
what number?
Substantive shits. Three.
Threes?
Three a day.
You have fiber for breakfast?
Are you familiar with the Bristol chart?
Oh. No.
Shannon, bring it up.
But I do shit. I shit usually two times before 10 a.m. anyway.
No shit.
Yeah.
I shit I have, my wife has a 5:45 a.m. Zacho shit alarm because she gets up at 6.
Yeah.
And if I don't wake up before she goes in the bathroom, I have to shit.
Ew.
Mine are mostly threes. Yeah, threes.
I had two tough sixes today. Two long, hard sixes. Yeah.
What's the best one?
I think between three and four is what they say.
Yeah, most of mine are threes, I would say. A hard three.
Yeah.
I think four is ideal. Four is ideal hydration and fiber.
Okay. When I'm on Retta, I'm type one most of the day. Yeah. If I eat enough carbs, I will go two or three.
I'm just surprised. I don't know if it's good or bad to be shitting pretty consistently three times a day. I don't know if that's normal or not.
Oh, we've gone into this. Some people, Ralph, shit every 3 days. And some people shit five times a day.
There's no normal?
There is a normal. According to Dr. Mike, he says that if you, as long as it's what you have done consistently and not out of the norm for you, then that's fine.
So if you start shitting six times a day, then you need to look into it. Right. Yes. I would say every day I wake up and shit immediately.
Yes.
Then I go do whatever I'm going to do, my morning routine, and then usually shit again. And that's how I start. Go do days, and then usually before noon, I have a third shit in the chamber. And then I'm good the rest of the day.
Good for you. I shit more when I come here because I love a bidet. If I don't have a bidet, I'll try and hold
it. I feel the
shit.
Bidet will knock things loose sometimes. Like if you're not done, you get in there, and it's like, oh, I got a shit again. There you go. Yeah. More's coming out.
Yeah, so I have my 6 a.m., then I get up around 10.
That sounds like,
you
by the
shit
way.
Shit and then go back to bed.
It's not like you shit the bed.
Yeah, no, I get up, I shit, I go back to bed until like 9:30, 10. Then I put in either a nicotine or a caffeine pouch.
In your butt?
I have put it in my butt. I did put a Zin in my butt once.
Okay. Why?
It tingled.
Oh.
That's what the kids, it's one of the things the kids are doing.
Boofing nicotine.
Yeah, then my 10 o'clock is usually the second part of the morning.
Okay.
And then I'm good for one probably around 4.
Do you go back to bed after the 10?
No, I got to get up and come here.
Are they pushers or are they just come out on their own?
The 6 a.m. is a come out on its own. The 10 a.m. needs work.
Okay. Yeah. The 6 a.m. still in the Chipotle bowl?
No, it was straight sixes today. See, I would like the camera because I feel like sometimes what I feel and what I see, I can't believe those were the same processes.
So do you think that somehow the water alters it? Or you're just...
No, like, I'm saying that I'm sitting there pushing and going, wow. And then I look and it's these little nothings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it fucking falls right out of you and it looks like a fucking horse in fucking Central Park.
Little nothings is a good name for like a Dunkin' Donuts.
No, they're just little nothings. Yeah. They're Diet Munchkins. They're little nothings. All right. I was Shannon. Would you want to get your duty and pee analyzed?
I don't hate it.
And if so, can I do it?
It can't hurt. I'm just wondering, how does it see it? Because there's no light in there. You're sitting on it. Like, you're sitting over it. How is it seeing the poop?
An excellent question, Shannon. I never even considered that.
Night vision poop goggles?
Yeah, I would just love to have the iPad up and be able to watch. Like,
in real time?
Yeah, dude, it would be weird. Yeah. You'd be like stuck in a... My grandpa got a colonoscopy. He came back and he was like, it was like being on a roller coaster.
The colonoscopy I had recently, I think I told you, glorified results that I have a very clean colon.
Good for you.
Gorgeous colon.
Did you have to fart to leave?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
That's a whole compilation of videos online of people who get
colonoscopies
or colon surgery, and then they have to pass wind before they're allowed to leave the hospital.
So I don't remember
big
that.
Farts are just like...
They're Shannon?
Shannon,
you got a few minutes.
Shannon, fart, please.
Shannon, post colonoscopy farts.
The actual, I think I told the story, but not a great story. But the doctor and the nurse after the colonoscopy, can we ask you a question? And I was like, yeah. What is your diet like? Because you have a great colon. I was like, oh, thanks. That's nice to know.
But your asshole is shredded from cocks.
Yeah.
This one says it's the 100% funnest colonoscopy. Farts. So hard to say the sentence.
Jesus.
It's just people drugged up farting.
Oh, wow. That's a great one. Same guy. Oh, twice.
Like, sure, okay.
Just something out. Wow. He looks so content.
John Stamos.
Still going.
Pardon?
Oh, my God. Oh, that one was more than a fart. Jesus. Maybe I was farting when I was asleep and I didn't know. Is that possible?
It's very possible. Yeah, maybe you were knocking him out.
Yeah. Did you have to do one yet? No.
No.
You're too young.
It's coming up, though.
You're too young. Yeah. I did it at 55, so last year, the first time I did it. You're supposed to do it at 50, but I don't know, for some reason I waited to 55, and they said I don't have to come back for 10 years.
Good for you.
Oh, look at me and my colon.
I mean, it's getting work, mine. Like, after corned beef and cabbage for St. Patrick's Day, I really lit up that. This is one of two times in my life at my sister-in-law's house, I farted so bad, they thought the dog shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You have to have terrible shits with all the protein and steroids and
no,
shit.
No, they're small because the retta. My digestion slowed down. So it's, yeah, not bad. I like once in a while to get diarrhea.
You like it?
Yeah.
It out.
Yeah, it's just so smooth. And you're like, oh, that was easy. And then you're like, oh, my stomach still hurts. And sometimes it hurts for 2 hours. And then you just do a lot of diarrhea.
I'm not. Most of my shits are struggle free. I don't have to go and get it out. It just kind of comes out on its own. So I don't need the diarrhea.
Good. You know, we've done shitting stuff for 20 minutes on this show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We didn't have any Indian people getting hit by trains today.
That's great.
All right, Chad, on that note, go to Reddit, Indians Around Trains. And let's see if we can find one more for another edition of my favorite segment on the show. Indians versus trains.
Oh, wow. I wonder who wins.
So far, I'll tell you, Ralph, trains having a hell of a season. I would keep my eye out on trains. They do a big... I could... Almost an undefeated year.
I'm a neophyte to the topic. Is it just Indians in the way of trains?
I mean, who's to say who's in whose way?
That's fair enough. Can I say... So it's a battle of immovable force and a...
And a very movable object. I would say trains is the team to look at this year.
Fair enough.
If I was a betting man.
I was trying to scroll through to see if
trains, planes, and dead Indians.
This is a good one, and then I'll show you another one after. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
I've got Shannon on Indians versus trains pretty hard.
They're so stupid. They're asking for it every time.
Okay.
Oh, already seeing what's happening. No way. No fucking way. Come on. Is it real?
Oh, yeah.
People are that stupid.
Yeah.
Ralph, I would say over half the videos are people trying to get selfies with the train and getting brained.
As we live in a very dumb time. It's very upsetting. God
damn it. Indians versus trains?
This is a Reddit thread?
It's a whole Reddit page. We saw that one. Yeah, we'll see that one tomorrow.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were sharing my screen.
What is it? That one? The guy.
All right, we can do this one.
Indians versus trains. Ooh, night vision.
Oh, well, that's not really a train. That was more of a.
Maybe it's not done yet.
Oh.
I don't even think that's an Indian.
Well, I think it is.
I think I hear the train. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Another one for trains.
Here's the other.
Yeah, let's see the other side of
it. The other side, Shannon.
Fuck.
I can do making it. That thing does mean nothing to me. It is just flashing lights. It means slow down, but do not stop. I will do going. You car, you're stupid. You stop. I will continue going. You stupid, dumb car. Toyota Camry loser. You're loser. I am just riding on motorcycle. Free as the wind. Here I am going. I'm driving.
I love to do driving. Oops.
Oh,
my bike. I'm sure it's fine.
Yes, I am almost there. Can you please come downstairs for food? No delivery. I no go upstairs.
Let me just rest 1 minute. I do resting. Hang on. I do resting. Get away. Quiet with the noise. I had very long day. Uber Eats. What is that noise? God. Something squeaking. Can you check the toilet? The toilet is squeaking. I'm going to get up. No!
Oh, fuck.
Vindaloo.
Oh, fuck.
Dude. I'm telling you, trains are really having a hot year.
Is it all in India?
Yeah.
That's very weird.
Chen, did you ever watch the... We have to break... There's a whole video online called Why Are Indian People Constantly Getting Hit by Trains? And it's like a group of people breaking it down.
So there's a psychological aspect to it, maybe.
Shannon?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. I think it's a combination of them all getting camera phones.
For the first time.
And it being trendy to get pictures with, like, technology.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Shannon, do you have any? Well, let's do one more.
That new technology trains.
Or, you know, I think it makes them look like a traveler.
Right.
Maybe, like, of a higher... Like, look at me.
Higher stature. Look at me.
My brother is doctor, but I am hanging off train.
You know, I really do like your backdrop.
Thank you.
Here's one.
Already, what the fuck are you doing? Fucking A.
Someone goes, oh, no. That's not Indian.
Oh, my God. Game up.
I think it might be.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
Fuck.
Maybe he went under.
Why is he covering his face? Did he get sprayed with blood?
Hit. I think he might have got hit in the face. I think the other guy might have rolled underneath, or no way.
No, I don't think he made it. I don't think he made it.
Get out of our country.
Oh, see, these fucking packies coming.
Oh, yeah, we got to reclaim England.
Off a spice bag. Stay away from the trains.
Yeah, shouldn't have done that. Stupid.
All right, I think we're almost about... Oh, we'll do one more before we get out of here. This is a great video of a guy having his great priorities. A man uses his body to protect his car from a truck coming out of a gas station.
Okay.
We'll end on this.
I think it's going to work well for him.
I mean, this guy loves his truck.
Yeah.
Oh,
that can't feel good.
Although, in his defense, he did protect his car.
Yeah, but he is fucked up.
Yeah, but he's done. But he did get accomplish what he wanted to accomplish.
Yeah.
That went from, hey, I got, like, oh no, my car.
It moved his car.
Yeah.
With him alongside.
He had to rupture something.
Yeah.
Chad, let's one more time.
The L5 disc, maybe?
Well, he's got it together here.
Dude, watch out with the truck, man. Bro, bro. Then,
oh, no,
bro,
oh, no, oh, no.
Bro. Oh, shit, fucking goddamn it.
That has to hurt. The corner
right
of
there,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
You are okay, Camry.
Something's gone.
You are okay.
At least his fucking camera's good. Yeah.
All right, is today's program. Thank you so much to Aaron Berg and Ralph Sutton. Please watch the SDR show. We didn't do plugs. Aaron, you want to plug some dates?
Sure, man. I got lots of dates. I'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico this weekend. And then I've got Myrtle Beach coming up. I got Austin, Texas, where I'm doing my guest digital taping. Zach will be there as well. Ralph will be there for Lights, Camera, Erection, the most highly controversial episode of it thus far. It has been problematic at best. I did a podcast promoting it yesterday, and the guy tagged me saying Aaron Berg tries to start beef with Joe Rogan. So I'm not sharing that. But I've got dates coming up. I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be in Columbus, all around. Check out AaronBerg.com. And my new podcast, Badass Jews, is hitting the ground running. Check it out on YouTube.
Very cool, Ralphie.
You know, you can't follow me because my fucking Instagram got shut down because of the Lights, Camera, Erection. That's fucking crazy. Annoying as shit. But, my other podcast is called Good Sugar. The Good Sugar store is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. All vegan, no single-use plastics. Do something right for the world, right for your body. We're opening up a few new stores this year. SDR shows twice a week, every Wednesday and Saturday at Gas Digital at 8 p.m. And we're taping a show in about an hour or so with a band that I love called the Chameleons. They were really big in the early 80s, like early new wave 80s rock.
Very, very cool. Please check that out, guys, and please check out the SDR show. I just did the Dildo Olympics.
Dildo Olympics comes out in 2 weeks.
Comes out in 2 weeks.
And that was wild.
I would like to formally ask for all future ones, can I be the correspondent in the other room and get a long microphone?
Yeah, sure.
And be your field reporter when it needs to go out.
I will say that the Dildo Olympics worked about as well as you wanted. We had tried starting that and ending it like five times to try to get off the ground, but thank you to everyone. It worked out pretty perfectly.
Very good,
and
good.
Scarred Shannon for at least a year.
Yeah. Good for you, guys. Hey, follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. PunchUp.live/ZachAmigo for all my tickets. May the 23rd. That's right. I'm doing my half an hour at the Creek. Aaron will be there that weekend as well. A bunch of other funny comics. If you're listening live this Friday night, I will be in Las Vegas doing commentary for JCW Stranglemania. I will also be going to LA the next night for that show. And hey, if you like this show, go to yesdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You get a little money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital content from over the last decade. And you get the live chat, all that fun stuff. And you get our Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. If you want all three, you got to subscribe. And the same with Midnight Spook Show. After this month, it is going to be a Gas Digital exclusive because I keep getting ripped off of YouTube. So Gas Digital gave me a very nice deal, and I'm going to be doing the show as a Gas Digital behind the website only show. So check that out. Thank you so much, everybody in the booth. And we'll see you this Friday on the bonus episode. Thanks so much. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.